We have Leanne Langlois in the studio with us.
Hello.
You can follow her on Twitter. What is it? Trumpet writer?
Trumpet writer without vowels, except for the writer part. But the AB_AMSS is probably the better one to follow.
Well, I mentioned the other one because that's where people have primarily been following you because of your activity in the motorcycle community. And now with the AMSS?
AMSS, Alberta Motorcycle Safety Society.
And it's at AMSS.
No, at AB_AMSS.
Oh, okay.
The AMSS was taken. We tried to get it.
I'm following it.
I know you are.
So, there's some exciting stuff, and it started out with just kind of an inkling of an idea summer, fall sort of thing?
Yeah, it was, I think by June we had those two really horrific hit and runs and one that caused a fatality, and I think there was another fatality and a lot of other accidents, and I just got tired of nobody at any governmental level doing anything about moto safety. So I decided to talk to Marty Forbes in June and see what would happen. And then we came and talked to you. And
we talked about a lot of things. One of the things that, about it was, sure, motorcycle safety. But at the same time, it's not going to be one of those holier-than-thou things. Oh, look out for us. Look out for us.
Not at all.
The whole idea behind this is to increase safety on the roads. And it doesn't matter if you're on two wheels, four wheels, or 18 wheels.
Right.
There has to be more attention paid and more safety and more common sense on the roads these days. And you have gone through and done a ton of work and organized a whole bunch of media people, every from Jalen Nye to Sean Burke to
Gord
Steinke, Daryl McIntyre, and there's Todd James, myself. We're all doing these campaigns to
Ben
talk
Bergy.
About, and Rob Berg, talk about motorcycle safety and traffic safety.
Yep.
And there's going to start being a kind of an onslaught of PSAs, public service announcements on television, radio, and whatnot.
That's very exciting because it's been a lot of work, and thanks to Marty's extremely respectful record in media for 45 years, it was easy for us to go to the top of the food chain at every media outlet and ask for some help, and nobody said no. That was the best part. It was not, write down what your request is and send it in to us. We'll think about it. It's what do you need from us, which was amazing for everybody in Edmonton media on this has been stellar. So we got five public service announcements to air on TV. One of them's about the left turn scenario where a driver will turn left in the path of an oncoming motorcycle. That is 4 out of 10 motorcycle accidents right there
The most common motorcycle collision is because of a left turn for one reason or another.
Well, most of it is they don't see us. We don't register with them.
Yeah.
And I mean, two of the fatalities we had last year were from that. So that is why we started with that, because it's one of our biggest problems. And then the rest of them are just reminding people we're somebody, whether it's your military or a grandparent, or for me, I'm an aunt and I have an entire staff that depends on me to run payroll every month.
There's an awful lot of motorcyclists that do a great deal of charity work and raise an incredible amount of money for, hosting a bike night, having people come down every week on a Tuesday night to have a burger and go for a little scoot out in the country ends up raising hundreds of dollars per week and thousands of dollars per year for, if those motorcyclists are gone, then it's money out of the charity's pockets.
Yeah.
So, the other thing that's going to happen with this is it's also going to raise awareness, not only for caged motor vehicles to be aware of motorcyclists, but it's also going to make motorcyclists aware of everything in their surroundings as well. Because we're not saying that people in vehicles are to blame.
Right.
Because people on motorcycles have to take as much responsibility in the safety on the roads as anybody else who is on the roads these days.
Yeah, this is a shared responsibility for sure. We've already had two fatalities this year on motorcycles, which were both extremely preventable and, in my opinion, rider error that killed both of them. So there's a big need for reminders and awareness and education for riders' responsibilities on the road as well. Like, there's laws for a reason. If you want to race, we have a great facility out at Castrol with every type of racing you can do. They have track nights. Save it for there. There's no need to risk the unknowing of what somebody else on the road is going to do, or the gravel or whatever you can hit to wipe out.
There's still a bent up barricade on Grote Road from where a motorcycle went into that last year, last summer. Yeah, somebody just, hey, it's this windy road. Let's go as fast as I can.
Yeah.
Yesterday you were talking with some people that were quite impressed with your presentation.
Yeah, we spoke, we were invited last minute. There was a speaker that canceled at the International Urban Traffic Safety Conference. So the city called us and said, you guys kind of fit. And as a brand new society, that was pretty cool that they know what we're doing and they respect the message that we're trying to put out. And we spoke to a room of about 40 people. There was about 200 delegates and five concurrent sessions going on. So 40 chose ours, which was neat. And about 2/3 of them were actually police officers. And they were incredibly impressed with the messaging. They got a sneak preview of our PSAs and Todd James recorded PSA for here. And they loved the message. They were very encouraged that somebody was doing something and that it was the right way of attacking awareness on our streets for safer roads.
May 11th, we're going to be at City Hall. What's that going to be all about?
So at 12:15, the mayor of Edmonton is slated to speak. Now, something could come up that could take him away from that. But as of right now, Mayor Iveson will be there with us. You are emceeing, which I brought a lovely piece of clothing for you to wear.
I hope it matches my eyes.
Well, it's black. So it
matches your heart.
I wasn't going to say it, so I'm glad you did. So you're going to, you've agreed to MC our event, and we're very grateful for that because you have been a part of this since the beginning. We came right out to you at one of your bike nights to bring this up with you. And yeah, and then Mayor Iveson's going to speak, and I'm going to talk a bit about what we're doing, and we're going to have a bunch of motorcycles out there, and it's going to be a pretty good production. Shaw's helping us with everything, so it'll all be set up right.
It's all about getting the message out there, making people aware. Awareness is key. This is not necessarily a fundraising thing, really.
Not yet. Yeah. I mean, at some point, we've been blessed with the fact that media has donated all of their time and efforts to us for this first campaign. But we're not going away. Yeah. There's going to be more. We're going to set up SoundCloud and have industry experts help us with tips about safety and awareness and, you know, proper maintenance on your motorcycles, proper gear to wear, you know, attack it from every angle. So we're putting out all the resources.
In the end, we just want everybody to get home after their ride.
Well, we're somebody.
That's exactly right. Thanks, Leanne Langlois. On Twitter, at AB_AMSS.
And our website, www.ab-amss.org.
Very good. Thanks, Leanne.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you.